it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here and I'm ready.
Ooh, did you hear that, Steve? He's ready, so you better get yourself out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
In Ring Around the Rosie, what was the pocket full of?
Posey.
Yes. Which U.S. city is famous for its French Quarter?
Louisiana. New Orleans.
Yeah, there you go. Everything I do it for you was the lead single for what movie's soundtrack?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That's the one. In Norse mythology, Odin traded what body part for wisdom?
His hand?
No.
Foot?
No.
His heart?
No. What do you call the group of mammals that have a pouch for their young?
Marsupials.
Yes. What number did Jim Zorn wear with the Seahawks?
10.
Yeah. Morello is a sour variety of what stone fruit?
Stone fruit? Nut.
No.
Pass.
Who are the creators of South Park?
Matt and Trey Parker.
Yeah.
Matt Stone.
Yes.
Matt Stone.
I'll take that. The Tower Bridge is located in what English city?
And London.
Yes. If you have podobromhidrosis, what part of your body smells?
Your feet?
Yes. Oh, man. Jeff, you scored 8.
All right.
I think that's more than all right. I
feel confident, but man, Steve's been on fire lately.
He pulls some stuff out of somewhere, and I just don't know how he does it.
Yeah, he does.
We'll see if he can do it right now.
You guys talking about me?
We are.
Nice.
Pulling stuff out of places.
How excellent you are.
I am good at pulling stuff out of places.
Yes.
All right.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready?
Showtime.
In Ring Around the Rosie, what was the pocket full of?
Posey.
Yes. Which U.S. city is famous for?
I don't even know what a posey is.
Which U.S. city is famous for its French Quarter?
That would be New Orleans.
Yes. Everything I do it for you was the lead singer for what movie's soundtrack?
I do it. Is that Robin Hood? Men in Tights?
Not Men in Tights.
Oh, crap. Throbbing Hood.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Do not Google search that if you're at work. Robin Hood. Just leaving it at that.
Okay. In Norse mythology, Odin traded what body part for wisdom?
His foot.
No.
His arm.
No.
His rib.
No. What do you call the group of mammals that have a pouch for their young?
Marsupials.
Yes. What number did Jim Zorn wear with the Seahawks?
He was number 10.
He was. Morello is a sour variety of what stone fruit?
A blackberry?
No.
A plum?
No.
A stone fruit? I don't know. An orange?
No. Who are the creators of South Park?
Matt and Trey.
Yes. The Tower Bridge is located in what English city?
In London.
Yes. Steve, you
and
got...
And Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct you got. And that is a loss. 8-6. Congratulations, Jeff. You beat Migs.
Yeah. I thought 2 weeks was a little long for him to go not to have a loss.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah. I called in like 2 weeks ago and told Taryn I wanted to give you your loss number 88 because that's the year I graduated.
Aha. Uh-huh. I like that Jeff's doing all our Beat Migs accounting for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I wasn't keeping track. Those wins just kept coming, huh?
It was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves.
I know. And in Norse mythology, Odin traded the eye for wisdom.
Oh, okay.
And neither of you knew that the Morello is a sour variety of a cherry.
Oh.
One that you did not get to, Steve Migs. If you have podobromhidrosis, what part of your body smells?
Your butt.
No.
Your foot.
Yes, it's your feet. Congratulations on your loss.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have this pretty sweet feature through the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And we are absolutely tickled to get these voice messages every day. But some are rather interesting.
Somebody has an issue with their relationship and a coworker.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Weezer.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Even in the middle of the night, if you wake up and you think of something you want to tell us, that's a great time to leave us a voice message.
Those are my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Odyssey app and look for the microphone icon. Leave us a voice message. Steve, what messages are in there today?
We've got some relationship issues.
So my boyfriend and I are going through some tough times, so we're thinking about bringing in a roommate. And
okay, I was thinking it's going down a different road.
Is this a euphemism or
a roommate?
Yeah.
He suggested somebody that he works with because they need a place to stay. And I'm not usually a jealous person, but it's a girl and she's really attractive. And
I see
babe,
where this is going.
My coworker, who's really freaking hot, needs a place to stay. Is that cool?
And let's be honest, you just can't trust girls with another guy's man. I've been down that road before, and I'm trying to explain that to my boyfriend, and he's all pissed off because...
Wait, because I love it. She's like, I'm not jealous, but you can't trust girls.
He feels like I'm being jealous, and this is a great opportunity for us to be able to save some money and help out somebody at work who's a good person. I don't f***ing know her. And I don't want her having sex with my man.
Ooh. I mean, it sounds like there are some trust issues that are deep-seated and rooted in the past.
How did you get that out of that conversation right there?
Can we go back to the beginning of that voicemail message, though, where go ahead.
Okay.
So my boyfriend and I are going through some tough times, so we're thinking about bringing in a roommate.
Okay. Yeah, they're not having their relationship's not on the rocks. Their living situation is on the rocks.
I was so confused. I was like, they're having tough times in the relationship, and they want to bring in a third? What's happening here?
Yes, bring in their hot coworker.
What could possibly go wrong? I mean, I guess... I think maybe they need to do a little inward looking as to where her relationship issues stem from. I know, obviously, it sounds like not the current boyfriend, but we need to talk through some things. Maybe get some couples therapy.
But I'll be honest. Okay, I understand where you're coming from, but also if Danny came to me and told me this whole story, I'd be like, yeah, man, don't pitch the hot coworker as being the future roommate. It's not going to go well. That'd be like trying to pitch if I went to sit and been like, hey, I found a good babysitter for us, and it's like, you know, some girl that just finished working at the VU or something like that, and is now doing babysitting. I would understand why that might kind of. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I could understand why that could trigger some emotion.
Okay, but what if she was ugly?
Yeah, no problem.
Then it's no problem.
Yeah, I understand there's a hypocrisy to this.
Very, very hypocritical.
See, I think they should just open up their relationship. At that point, she should just let go of all her jealousy, bring in the third to the bedroom, and then she also pays rent.
This is not great advice, Danny.
You're bringing someone into your home that could potentially make your significant other feel uneasy.
But...
Okay, so if Brad came home, well, you guys have an interest. You'll just bring a hitchhiker into your car, no questions asked. Brad's like, sure thing. Let's get him to where he needs to go.
I'm just saying, an opportunity to get ahead financially. That opportunity might not always present itself. It could be a smart move for them financially.
But there are other people they can actually get
an
to be
an ugly coworker. Just get to find the ugly one.
I mean,
is that going to be in the Craigslist ad, looking for ugly
roommates?
I'm
not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I can understand your human emotions of feeling weird if, all of a sudden a super attractive person is now living with you guys.
Well, maybe she should suggest a super hot male coworker of hers and see how her husband or her boyfriend feels about it.
How are you feeling about that, Danny?
Fine. Open the relationship. That's my advice. Yeah.
Okay,
Let's go.
All right. Should we take out another voice message? Here we go.
Hey, this message is for the Daily Mix Show. So I'm listening to the show, and Steve just got a perfect 10 in Beat Migs, which, according to you guys, hasn't happened in a while, and that got me thinking.
And it turns out we found out that I did have a perfect 10 in 3 games one time in a day.
Because you're very impressive.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, you should find a victory song that you play only when you have a perfect 10. just set that sucker aside and wait till that happens. But it can't just be any victory song. It's got to be something huge, something grandiose to live up to the fact that you, my friend, got a perfect 10. So what do you think about that idea? I think you like that idea. Can you tell him trying to hypnotize you like that idea? And I think you need to start working on finding that one grandiose perfect 10 song. Later.
Well, that's Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Dredd, who I feel like he's trying. Like, well, first of all, we do have a perfect 10 song.
All I do is win.
You only play this one.
I only play that. I have two songs I only play with a certain score. If I get a perfect 10, I play
all
this one.
All I do is win.
And if I win 6-9, I always play this one. Like, those are my two that I always go with. But so Joe's a massive Kiss fan. I feel like he's trying to send me down a road of a... And I'm trying to think of, like, is there a Kiss song? And the only one I can think of, there's a Paul Stanley song. Oh, that's the Kiss song. I don't know. Is that what he's trying to get at?
I don't know. I guess it just happened so infrequently he didn't even realize that you have a special song.
You're a jerk.
The Daily Migs Show.
This Sunday, I'm listening returns to the KISW airwaves, and this is where we all get together and just kind of remind each other, like, we're not alone. Mental health is very important to be talking about, and some of the big names in the world of rock music, Shirley Manson of Garbage is going to be part of it, 311, Amy Lee of Evanescence. We would love for you to tune in, and you can get all the details on I'm Listening at KISW.com. Yesterday during the show, we got a fabulous voice message, and it led to us sharing some of the dumb things we are all doing.
My husband's been goofing on me, and I wanted to hear what the Daily Mix Show has to say about this.
Uh-oh.
I made a Lego version of our house using my kids' old Legos, and he is telling me that this is the dumbest thing that I could do with my free time.
I mean, there's dumber things, like what? Having sex with other men.
Or wrestling.
Wow. I do like the extremes of both of us. You went down the road of stupid entertainment, and I'm like, affairs are bad.
Yeah.
Or cribbage, or listening to Rush's Tom Sawyer.
That do.
I think it's pretty great. But what about you? What dumb thing are you doing with your free time that maybe Brad, Linda, or Sid are giving you a hard time about?
Right now, I'm getting a lot of heat from Brad because of the amount of true crime that I'm watching and listening to.
Because he's worried that you might try and kill him.
He's so worried that I'm plotting his murder. He's so worried about it. And I'm like, dude, I'm not that good of a criminal. I promise. I will get caught. I'm not going to risk Barrett like that. You know, I got to make sure he's taken care of.
Right. I don't trust you with our son. No. Really fine.
But yeah, I'm like pretty into true crime right now.
Mine's really dumb.
What is it?
And I haven't even told my wife yet.
Are you confessing right now?
I'm working on a children's book.
Oh, my God. What is the subject matter? I don't want anybody to steal your idea, but what is the subject matter?
It's fine. I'm making it so I can sell it at my merch table for wrestling, and it's going to be about explaining to your kid that your dad might be a bad guy in the ring, but that doesn't mean he's an actual bad guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, my God.
The artwork is, I just have to now sit down with Tatum, and this is when Sid's going to find out. And have her help illustrate it, like use crayons to color it in.
Oh my God!
But then I also find a place where I can print this thing, so it's not like completely like low budget.
You mean like at our office computer printer here?
Which is what you do every morning.
Edit that part out. I would never do something like that, guys.
Never.
I forgot to edit that part out. Actually,
sorry. Never.
It's a stupid thing to sell at my merch table because a lot of parents are coming to the shows with their kids, and I thought that's kind of a fun way to explain to their kids the magic of pro wrestling. It's like 7 pages long. It's not very long. Like, I'm not making like a novel.
Daddy wrestles.
Steve's entire autobiography is 7 pages long.
And that includes the cover and the back cover.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty proud of you for trying something new though.
I showed you guys the artwork.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
I'll invest in one.
Nice.
Are we going to do a Kickstarter and help fund this thing?
No, let's not get crazy. I was going to make this as quick as possible.
I think it's so cool though. What a fun idea.
Danny, what dumb thing are you into right now?
You know, it's actually the opposite way.
You're into cool things?
You know,
oh.
Yeah, of course, always. No, my girlfriend is actually into some stuff that I'm just like, what are we doing? She likes to go to, it's like a whole thing. She likes to go and get like craft projects, and she starts like 10 of them and doesn't finish
any of them. So she's been cross-stitching. She got this little haunted house that she's building from scratch from Michaels. She also has a puzzle that's like 1,500 pieces that's going at the same time. And I'm like, and then we go somewhere, and she's like, oh, I would like to build a model car. And I'm like, not until you finish everything else that you've been starting.
Can Linda and Sid hang out and finish these puzzles? Because we have a puzzle in our house, too, on the dining room table that has been there for about a month.
Yeah, I literally am about to pull that thing apart and be like, you have not worked on this in 2 months.
You guys have to understand, though, a lot of us women, we operate with, like, you know, 15 internet browsers open in our head at all times. Like, it's a lot. We're going from here to there. We're cross-pollinating.
Sid bought the puzzle for Tatum, and this thing is about 12,000 pieces. I'm like, you really think our 5-year-old is going to have the attention span to do this?
We cap out at 100 pieces in our house.
The crafts. I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, can we stop with the crafts?
The Daily Mix Show.
Okay, what about you, Rockaholics? Our number is 206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what dumb thing are you into, or what dumb thing is your partner into these days? Go ahead and dime them out.
Puzzles.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Nirvana.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What dumb thing are you into lately? Or what dumb thing is your partner into these days? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about it. Steve Miggs, someone on hold, says that their dumb thing involves lemons.
Lemons.
But we're not talking about the fruit. Uh-oh. First, though, let's chat with Ian from Lake Stevens. Ian, what dumb thing are you into?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Ian?
Hey, I am into a little tabletop wargaming hobby called Warhammer 40K.
I don't know much about Warhammer other than I know that there's like a full-on industry when it comes to people who paint the Warhammer figures.
Yeah, I probably spend more time painting them than I do actually playing the game, but I will paint them for literal hours. And you would say that, I would say it's stupid because of how absolutely absurdly expensive it is, but thankfully I save a lot of money because I 3D print most of mine.
Awesome. And honestly, as much as we want to say, I know we're calling everything dumb, but I think anything that could get your mind off of whatever the hell's going on outside of that, I think is a good thing to have. And I would imagine that that helps you just kind of like, just kind of get lost in the painting the characters. You don't have to think about other crap that's going on in your world.
Absolutely, yeah. Just being able to tune out for literal hours and being able to like paint something that small, you know, people think I'm crazy because, you know, like, how do you get that much detail? You know, how do your eyes still function?
Do you wear, like, special glasses or, like, a headlamp?
I got a little lamp on my desk, like one of those ring lights that has a magnifying glass in the middle of it, so you're, like, kind of staring through a lamp.
So in, like, one sitting, about approximately how many hours are you working on it?
Oh, I get home at about, like, 4 o'clock after work, and usually I'll, you know, some days if I'm really into it, I'll be up till, like, 11, and other times, you know, I'll paint till about 9 and then just go to bed.
That's very impressive, Ian. Thanks. Brian from Issaquah, 206-803-ROCK. What is the dumb thing that you are into?
The dumb thing I am into is driving an endurance race car in the 24 hours of Le Mans.
Where does this happen?
This just happened over Labor Day weekend at Pacific Raceways. They also do it all over the place at other tracks, but I don't have a tow vehicle. So I actually drove the car in. I kept it street legal still, raced it, and drove it out.
So how rough are these cars? Like, you said they're cheap. Paint the picture for us a little bit.
Yeah, so all of these cars, they need to be purchased and prepped for allegedly $500. There's also a lot of lying and above-the-table bribing the judges. If you bribe, they tag your car so they know you bribed, so they're extra to you.
That's amazing.
But a lot of them are in really rough shape. Mine was a 2000 Beetle. I bought it with 257,000 miles on it for $120 and a bottle of whiskey from a nice lady in Federal Way.
That is amazing.
So, Brian, for as long as you've been participating in this, how much money have you invested outside of the, what did you say, $125?
Yeah, so it's like, it's the car that you prep for that, but there's all these safety rules, and the safety rules are very expensive. Getting the case prep, getting that all done, all in was about $10,000. So it's not a $500 car. Once the safety's in there.
So you mentioned how some people bribe the judges. Have you ever bribed the judge?
Yeah, I bribed them. I brought sourdough. My team's name is Half-Life Crisis. And we're all like nuclear engineers that are doing this race, and we're having our crisis. So I brought my other midlife crisis hobby, sourdough, for the judges. And then I handed him a brick of butter. I said, maybe I can butter you up.
I love this.
This just keeps getting better.
I reached back into the cup one more time. I give him some jam, and I said, maybe I can sweeten the deal.
Oh, man.
He made about that noise. He thought it was funny.
That is so great. And once you go with fresh sourdough, you never go back.
Oh, no.
It's the best.
206-803-ROCK. Ray and Lacey, what dumb thing are you into?
I am into collecting all kinds of stuff. I do Hot Wheels, HeroClix, rocks, keys, and just all kinds of crazy things.
Ray, of all the collections you have, which one do you think is valued at the highest dollar amount?
Oh, it'd definitely be the Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Okay, what's like the most expensive Hot Wheel that you have, you think?
You know, I'm kind of a really cheap guy. So I think I got one for maybe $40, but that was a custom.
Ooh. Have you ever showed up to, I remember I used to work with someone who had like a connection at Toys R Us. This is how long ago this was, back when Toys R Us existed. And they would call me like, hey, the new shipment of Hot Wheels are coming. So he would get there so he could go through all the Hot Wheels and get the ones that are like in demand.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I hope that I get there when they're putting out some new boxes, but yeah, I don't call ahead or anything like that.
Yeah, I thought it was always funny. Like, some people have drug dealers, other people have Hot Wheels dealers, apparently.
I love this. This is very exciting. I mean, Barrett's just getting into Hot Wheels. I mean, it's a slippery slope, I think.
Yeah, get ready to go broke.
$40 for a Hot Wheels?
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could take down Steve Miggs this morning? Maybe with the help of that cheat sheet that we gave out yesterday at 5:40 with three of the correct answers to the upcoming game?
Maybe you bribed me with some sourdough bread.
That always works. Steve, your record is 293 wins, 88 losses, and 78 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.